Good morning, this is Brooke and Gracie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government is refusing to release key legal advice they received to justify urgent changes rushed through Parliament last Thursday to the Youth Justice Act. The emergency legislation passed after the Queensland Human Rights Act was suspended, consequently allowing children to be held in adult watch houses. Currently, the legal advice from the State Solicitor General, Jim DeVilla, advising the government's decision has not been made public, with no future plans to do so. Countless advocacy groups and First Nations leaders have condemned the government's decision, saying the changes are outrageous and harmful and will disproportionately affect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children.
Police are investigating a suspicious fire that has destroyed a Rockhampton church in the early hours of Sunday. At around 2 a.m, emergency services were called to Park Avenue after reports of a building engulfed in fire. A 33-year-old Gympie man has been charged with arson and will appear in court today. Detectives are urging anyone who saw any suspicious activity at the time of the blaze to come forward to assist in the investigation.
In international news, 3 US Marines have been killed and 5 injured in a defence aircraft crash over the Tiwi Islands off the coast of Northern Territory on Sunday. The US Marine Corps says the MVB Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft was carrying 23 personnel when it crashed at about 9:30 a.m. local time on Melville Island, about 80 kilometres north of Darwin. The Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy says efforts are being made to safely return the injured to Darwin for treatment.
A UN agency has removed an offensive and inaccurate historical document from its website that falsely claimed Tasmanian Aboriginal people were an extinct race of humans and implied the extinct thylacine Tasmanian tiger may still be alive. A UNESCO spokesperson says the document was removed after a media report claimed the advisory body refused to take the material down or amend it, and that the document is now pending revision by the UNESCO's advisory body. The Tasmanian government says it is glad to see the offensive and inaccurate information removed and will provide feedback to the UNESCO to prepare a retrospective statement of outstanding universal value that fully acknowledges the long and continuing culture of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community.
In international news, France will ban children from wearing the abaya, a loose-fitting, full-length robe worn by some Muslim women in state-run schools. In a statement, France Education Minister Gabriel Attal said, quote, "When you walk into a classroom, you shouldn't be able to identify the pupil's religion just by looking at them." The decision comes as France has introduced numerous laws against garments worn by those who follow the Islamic faith over recent years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.